Chapter 38.
Some people are faster than others. I'm fast, always have been, especially for a man my size. But this duel had gotten off to a fair start, and no merely mortal hand is faster than a vampire's. Vito Malvora's gun cleared its holster before my fingers had tightened on the blasting rod's handle. The weapon resembled a fairly standard model 1911, but it had an extension to the usual ammunition clip sticking out of the handle, and it spat a spray of bullets in the voice of a yowling buzzsaw. Some vampires are faster than others. Vito was fast. He'd drawn and fired more swiftly than I'd ever seen Thomas move, more swiftly than I'd seen Lara shoot. But bodies, even nigh-immortal vampire bodies, are made of flesh and blood and have mass and inertia. No hand, not even a vampire's, is swifter than thought. Ramirez already had his power held ready when the scarlet cloth hit the ground, and in that instant he hissed a single syllable under his breath and flipped his left hand palm up. That bizarre glove he wore flashed and let out a rattling buzz of furious sound. A sudden gelatinous cloud of green light interposed itself between us and the vampires before even Vito could fire. The bullets struck against that gooey cloud, sending watery ripple patterns racing across it, plowing a widening furrow through the semi-solid mass. There was a hissing sound, a sharp pain high up on my left cheek, and then I was slapped across the chest by a spray of tiny, dark particles the size of grains of sand. Ramirez's shield was nothing like my own. I used raw force to create my own steel-hard barrier. Ramirez's spell was based on principles of entropy and water magic, and focused on disrupting, shattering, and dispersing any objects trying to pass through it, turning their own energy against them. Even magic must do business with physics, and Carlos couldn't simply make the energy the bullets carried go away. Instead, the spell reduced their force by shattering the bullets with their own momentum, breaking them into zillions of tiny pieces, spreading them out so that their individual impact energy would be negligible. When the dispersed cloud of leaden sand struck me, it was unpleasant and uncomfortable, but it had lost so much power that it wouldn't have gotten through an ordinary leather coat or even a thick shirt, much less my spell-laced duster. If I'd had time to breathe a sigh of relief, I would have. I didn't. Every bit of focus I had was bent on slamming a surge of energy and will through my blasting rod, even before I had the business end lifted all the way up.
Fuego!
I cried. A column of fire as thick as a telephone pole flew from the tip of the rod, struck the ground 20 feet away, and then whipped across the floor toward Vito as I finished lifting my weapon. He was fast. He barely had time to register that his bullets had missed their target before the fire came for him, but he flung himself to one side in a desperate dive. As he went, he gained enough of an angle to get him just around the edge of Ramirez's highly visible shield, and the vampire's hand flickered to his belt to whip one of those knives at me in a side-armed throw. It would have been a waste of time for any human. Thrown knives aren't terribly good killing weapons to begin with. I mean, in the movies and TV, every time someone throws a knife, it kills somebody. Wham! It slams to the hilt in their chest, right into the heart, or glurk! It sinks into their throat and they die instantly. Real knives don't generally kill you unless the thrower gets abnormally lucky. Real knives, if they hit with the pointy part at all, generally only inflict a survivable, if very distracting, injury. Of course, when real people throw real knives, they don't fling them at a couple of 100 miles an hour. Most of them haven't had centuries to practice, either. That knife flickered as it came, and if I hadn't hunched up my shoulder and tucked my face down behind it, the knife might have found the flesh of my neck and killed me. Instead, its tip struck the duster's mantle at an oblique angle, and the weapon skittered off the spell-armored coat and tumbled off on a wobbly arc. Vito landed in a tumble, teeth clenched over a scream of pain. His left leg was on fire from the knee down, but he was smart. He didn't stop, drop, and roll. In fact, he didn't stop at all, and it was the only thing that kept my second blast from immolating him. The lance of flame missed him by a foot, and momentarily smashed the curtain of falling water behind the white throne into steam. Beside me, I heard Ramirez fling out one of those green blasts.
Harry!
Ramirez screamed. I turned my head in time to see Madrigal coming at us from nearly straight ahead, his spear in hand. Ramirez hurled a second shaft of green light at him, but it splashed against an unseen barrier a foot away from his body. Glitters of golden light ran up and down the symbols on the cloth strips wrapped around his arms. I understood then. Ramirez's second shot had been a demonstration.
He's warded!
Ramirez snarled.
Drop back!
I snapped as Vito came streaking toward me down the other sideline.